Commissioner Daniel Shane and Bastian Shur Falik. Okay, yesterday we were discussing our first beginning of the discussion of what is Alos HaShachar. And we said that the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis says that Alos HaShachar, as every Teliki said, is that glimmer, the glimmer of light that comes up, which we said is maybe 72 minutes before Netzach Hamah, and maybe it's 16.1 degrees, because it's 4 mil. So if you hold 18 shavos, 18 times 4 is 72. If you hold that 72, that's only for Eretz Yisrael. But you have to convert that for other places in the world and see it. 72 minutes before Nates, this is the opposite of the Shkia thing, 72 minutes before the sun rises, how many degrees below the horizon is the sun, and we assume that's in Eretz Yisrael 16.1 degrees. So now where is 16.1 degrees going to be in New York before Netzach Hamah? And that's what we saw on the chart yesterday, that would be like, yesterday was like 10 minutes earlier, yeah. 10, 11 minutes earlier than it was. And you said in those charts, they give that as the Iker Zman, right? Is that what someone told me here? That was the Iker Zman, and if you... Okay. Then, all of a sudden, we see that in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, what's the earliest you should daven Shachris? So, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mishallah Amar HaShachar, Ve'ir Pnei Mizrach Yotza. So, which at first glance that seems to be saying that Alos HaShachar is not good enough. You need Amar HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, which means that the Alos HaShachar is just the glimmer, and Heir Pnei Mizrach means it's very light in the east. But if you say like this, then if it would be before Heir Pnei Mizrach, then perhaps you would not be Yotze even B'di'evit. Who says that? Eliyahu Rabba says that on page 15. Yeah, the Rabbi says, "Dafka she'ir." Yeah, your Rabbi says that it's Likuva. Right, because if you look in the Eliyahu Rabba on page 15, pay Tess Aleph, so it says, "Dafke she'ir pnei kol ha-mizrach, v'losagim she'ivik ha-shachar b'nekud l'vad, kein das habach." And the Magen Avraham, he says, argues. So let's see what the Magen Avraham says. Look at the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham on page 10. Ve'ir Pnei Mizrach Yotza Kein Kosev Rabbeinu Rucham. Al Shar Poskim Kosev Stam Im Hispal V'Sha'olad Olam Mura Shachar Yotza Kein Nir Ali. In other words, he says, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you need Amar Shachar Ve'ir Pnei Mizrach. That's what Rabbeinu Rucham says. But Shar Poskim say, no, it means Amar HaShachar is good enough, Yotza, which Pashas means B'di'evit. Pay near Ali, the Huad Midin Balias Amar HaShachar Kosher Lakrov Stomit, Lachashin Adilm Osi Lamite, Lachim Bein Ahayim Pnei Mizrach. Kedis of you, 1 second, Reish Per Gimel. Chayim Basov Per Beis the Megillah. ולא דובי למה שכסבתי בסימן ראשון וגימל, זה שבדום עושי למיטי, אפילו בדיעבד לא יוצא, נעושה מהבי תאוס המצוי, אי אפשר לחווי כל כך השוס, כדי יש פרק כמה לפסוחים, אבל לא עושה שחר לקי למיטי, אלא שאולו. מאור הלבודה, כדי יש ביומה ראש פרק גימל. So, the Magen Avraham, so the Eliyahu Rabba says that you need, that if you do it before Heya Panei Mizrach, you daven Shachris before Heya Panei Mizrach, you're not Yotzi even B'dievet. That's Eliyahu Rabba. And the Magen Avraham says no, that that you Yotzi from Amud HaShachar. And even though the Shulchan Aruch says Heya Panei Mizrach, he says most, he might be being moda that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you need Heya Panei Mizrach, and the Shulchan Aruch says it. But he's saying that he doesn't think you need Heya Panei Mizrach. Also Shachar is Yotza. Okay, Yotza B'dievin, but at least it's Yotza. Yeah, one second. And the Mechaber, so then the Pri Chodesh has these three things. The Iker Zman is Neis HaChama, but he said, and then he says that, but Alos HaShach and Heir Bnei Mizrach is L'chatchila. It's not the Ike, it's not the best, but it's still the Chathila. And Amud HaShachar is B'dievet. And it's, and the Magen Avraham also agrees that Amud HaShachar is Yotzei B'dievet. The Eliyahu Rabba is the one who says that not. And then according to Eliyahu Rabba, it comes out that it's a special din of tefillah. Because by other areas, by lulav, if you do it by Amud HaShachar, Yotzei B'dievet. And he is saying by tefillah, you're not even Yotzei B'dievet. Now, in terms of Neitz HaChama, so according to the Pri Chodesh, you can daven l'chatchila Shmon Esrei before Neitz HaChama. But as long as it's Heya Panei Mizrach. So a lot of times in shuls, say, when is Neitz HaChama now? What time do you say? 6:41. But sometimes it'll, you know, Neitz HaChama will be 7 o'clock. Let's say you have a 6:30 minyan. So then you're gonna get to Shmon Esrei before Neitz HaChama. So therefore that's B'dievet. That's only B'dievet. But the Pri Chodesh says, no, that can still be L'chatchila. But even the Pri Chodesh is maskim that what? That it has to be at least Heya Panei Mizrach. Which according to Rabbi Telaki is what, halfway? Yerushalmi. We're assuming Amud HaShachar and Alos HaShachar are the same thing.
I don't know if this is cheating. I have here my Talmudis.
Who?
Here
of Israel. Yeah, what does he say?
They say there are three sheets. One whole makes a Hamah.
Yeah.
Not
what we assume.
Some say it's Amud HaShachar and some say it's between.
Right, so that where is it between?
Where did Rashi come?
Rashi is not the Chasanah.
Well, who says
Rashi
in between? Who is he? Yeah, so who does he quote for in between?
For who? According to Rashi, it's not the Chasanah.
Says what?
That it's Neitz HaChama.
No, but who says in between?
Ramban Muhammad, his brother.
And how much in between? Pashas. Right. So that's what we've been saying. Or that's the whole... The poskim are working with that assumption. We're working with this...
I think that's a bad report.
Okay,
so
one second.
We said a call on Mr. Abba B'nei Tachama, right? So you're a call on Mr. Abba. That would be a good compare. Call on Mr.
Abba. Right, it means the whole sun comes up.
But when everything comes up, that's when the entire... What we said, figure out Mr. Abba B'nei Tachama would be the beginning.
Right.
The first, so there, somewhere in the middle lies the Rambam.
Right. Now, let's take a look. Oh, so let me show you one more thing before we look in the Mishnah. There's one interesting thing here. You see, so if you hold that so the Korban Tamid we know was brought every day before Netzach Hama. Before Netzach Hama, right? It was Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. That was what it was brought every day. So it comes out that every day they brought the Korban Tamid to the Evid of Korah, because it was before Netzach Hama. So that's what Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva to Rav Nathan Greenblatt, that yeah, sometimes, you know, they did the B'di'evit L'chatchila, because I guess they wanted to do it as early as possible so they can get in as much korbanos as they possibly could. No, right.
What
according to the Pekhaz,
on Shabbos,
one second. But they did it, they always did it Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, which was before Netzach Hama. And one second, Rav Moshe is learning that Yenachanami, so one second, every day they did it B'di'evit. According to the Pri Chadash, it's not B'di'evit. But according to the Pri Chadash, it comes out that there's a whole different Zman for Tefillah. Right? So the Rashash has a Chiddush here. Take a look in page 8 in the packet on Chof Amid Beis. So the Mishnah says, "Ain karedus habegilim lo lomalim lo toglin, yeah, at shateinis achabim. Kulam shalosu me'alar amurashachar kosher." So this is the famous Mishnah that lechatchila you're supposed to do everything from Netzach Hama, but the evid all also shachar. So lechora, and Rashi says because you're going to make a mistake. Me'alos hashachar yimavahu, aval lefisha ain hakol bikiin bo shichim lahamtin at haNetzach Hama. Since not everyone's lucky, then you have to wait till Netzach Hama. But it still comes out that the Tamid was brought earlier. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Chanami, it was B'di'evit, but they had a reason to do it B'di'evit. So every day they always brought the Korban Tamid B'di'evit. It's a little bit hard to swallow, but he's saying... Shabbos too.
Why?
Because there's a low pluk. That's why.
A low pluk, but the yam is a lot worse. Okay,
one second. So the Rashash has a major breakthrough. He has a major breakthrough. He says that maybe sometimes when it says Netzach Hama, maybe it doesn't mean Netzach Hama. Maybe Netzach Hama in this context means Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. And the Mela, that's the Zman L'chatchila. You don't have to wait till Netzach Hama. You only have to wait till Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. Because Heyer Pnei HaMizrach already, you're not going to make a mistake. And therefore, the Karbanos have the same halacha as everything else. Take a look on page 9. Right. So Rav Abadi in Hilchas Nida has a Sefer Eshkol that says it. But take a look now in the Rashash, page 9. Hachetei Netzach Hama, Haturei Evin, Kasa Peshit, Kol Hamid, Choshem, Asnizim, Kamon. Gamkin dinai lechatchila tzorich lamtim neitzachama. The koshali. So why is tamid the sore thumb? That we're not waiting for neitzachama. Why is tamid the... So he says, Maishna Tommy, the Mashma Sechas Tommy, the Yuma, the Chatkhila called him an eight. They know my Mishum to call him his reason, Haim. Now, come on, Hashem Gram came to Sofim, Usharia was Kochov. Lulay the Mustafina, Hayisa Omer. Lulay the Mustafina means, had I not been afraid. Means, whenever somebody wants to say a Kiddush, and they want to, like, give us, like, a little disclaimer, they say, you know, Lule the Stafina, I would say the following. So that's always a code to know they're going to say something, a big Kiddush. So, Lule the Stafina, you see, Omer, that's a Neitzachama, the Khan, ain't no Neitzachama to all the Shas. It's not the regular Neitzachama of all Shas. To Dal Mila Me Amur Shach, Elohu Mishayer HaMizrach, Daz Yosso Misofik Laila Kibitomir. Wow. So this is a major thing. He's saying that this idea that you're supposed to take lulav, dafka neitzachama lachatchilo, mila, all these things, he thinks neitzachama is lav dafka, because if it would be dafka, then it comes out that the tamid is the sore thumb that's doing it against the whole system. And he doesn't want to say like Rav Moshe, that in the Hanami they brought the carbon tamid with the evet every day. They brought it before neitzachama when the chatchil is supposed to win. So he says maybe neitzachama means... What? Heir Penei Mizrach.
So then how do you differentiate between
Heir Penei Mizrach and... Now, Rav Abadi, his Sefer Eshkol by Vestos, was saying that when, even though the Gemara says Neitzacham is the Zman for Vestos Yom, it doesn't mean it means Allah Sashacha. But he is saying a different word. He's saying...
If you have a Zerbein of Tom Tushkiyas, sun going down and light rays disappearing, or...
Well, this is like a big thing, because like a lot of times on Sukkah, we talked about this earlier, the Abay Chanukah time, a lot of times you have minyan in my Sukkahs that they're taking the lulav before Neitzachama. So that's why I don't like to daven those minyanim, because I'm going to... So at Chanukah time I showed you a mahalach, why maybe it could be okay, that it's part of the halal, is part of Shmon Esrei, you know, Hemshech of Shmon Esrei, and the lulav goes together, so maybe it's okay, but if you assume that this is Rashash, that once you get to Hei Penei HaMizrach, then everything is Lechatchila. That Mishnah Megillah doesn't mean Neitzacham, it means Hei Penei HaMizrach. And then everything is Lechatchila. And then a lot of times in the Minyanim that they miss Neitz, a lot of times they just miss it by a little bit. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know. But if you hold like this, I mean, it's hard to say we could not pass it like this, because Lamaisa, you know, it's not brought down in the postgame. This is his own invention. But I like it. I was very excited about it. Because then, it comes out according to this, that what they did the Beis HaMikdash every day was Lechatchila. The other way to say it is, no, Rav Moshe said the B'diyevet, but there was a reason why they had to do the B'diyevet, like even Rav Moshe, I think, says, because they wanted to get everything in as soon as they could. The Pre-Chadash says Pre-Chadash says that the Talmud is different. The Pre-Chadash is not like this Rosh Hash. It's Lechatchila, but only the Talmud is Lechatchila. But the Lulav, if you would do it before, after Hei Penei Mizrach, before Neitz, it would only be with the end.
Thank you.
So I think that they mean Heyer Kolamizrach. Because then it's Heyer Kolamizrach, then you know for sure that you at least passed Alos HaShachar. And Alos HaShachar is only one glimpse, but the whole thing is lit up. So it's much more than one glitter. You know, one glitter. No, Heyer Panei Mizrach is usually not Netzach Am. It's after Alos HaShachar. But this Rashash is a major breakthrough. If it's, I mean, you don't have to accept it necessarily. Right.
Then where
did
the
minyanim
who
mitzvahs,
where did they get that
allowance? That they daven too early. So I gave a shir Chanukah time that I said based on the pre-chadash that you can daven Shmoneh Esrei early, and then Hallel is part of Shmoneh Esrei, like we see the halacha is that because you can daven the Korban Tovin early because the Korban was brought early.
Then what we said
earlier
doesn't even apply. We said, like,
oh,
because
we're doing Shmari, so
that it doesn't even matter. Right. Anybody hold that
parent? I'm not pointing that we
were
learning
that parent is relevant. Anybody wants to ignore
that there's not a parent is relevant on the Shaka?
Does anyone say that?
I don't know.
What does it say?
Who
says that? Well, the rabbi is saying.
They're saying, repeat Eli Rabba.
No, Eli Rabba is saying that you need Heyer Panei Mizrach, which is not the same as Alos HaShachar. Okay. But if you do it before, then you're not Yotze. Okay, we're almost finished with this packet. We'll just finish up a little bit on Monday. So we have Chumash here in 2 minutes. Continuing on Sunday, Shomei Ka'ona. And then Bez Hashem, Monday we'll continue with these and the others.